relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Like it or not, we are becoming a communist country. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. We are beyond socialism. You know, when you have no press, when you have no press that you can talk to, that's how a communist country begins. They have no press. We find things in Arizona, and other than a couple of great networks, we have no press. We have no voice. I only have voice because I get great ratings. You know, ultimately, ratings are very important. But even those lights, well, they still have those lights going. That's good. I'm very impressed. That's good. Thank you. And if the Democrats get some of the things they currently want passed, including the Election of Corrupt Politicians Act, an infrastructure which isn't infrastructure, it will get even worse. What they're asking for is incredible. The Green New Deal is going to destroy our country, this Green New Deal.
He said it. He went there. Sebastian Gorka here. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. That was President Trump in Arizona, speaking at the Turning Point Action Summit. America is becoming a communist nation. Well, that's why we're here, to push back, to fight back. We're going to have a crackerjack show for you today. We're going to have President Trump's Press Secretary Liz Harrington with us. John Solomon, latest news from justthenews.com. We're going to have Gordon Chang and Chris Buskirk of one of the best MAGA websites out there, American Greatness. And then the most important stories you have to hear about, such as the confirmation, the quiet confirmation of the Tucker Carlson story. Remember, even the NSA the day after said, nope. Didn't happen. Tucker Carlson wasn't targeted by the National Security Agency. Well, now it seems as if the story has been confirmed. The man who bears the title of president, that senile old individual, was heckled at a Democrat rally by Democrats. We're going to bring you the video and then the latest findings of a DOJ investigation into Chinese government assets here in the United States and their decision under this current administration to cancel the investigation. All that and more. But first, let's talk about the best policy ahead? How do we win not just next year, but in 2024? First things first, I went to a delightful, beautiful wedding this weekend with my wife and sat down to a fascinating couple, Black American couple. I tell you that because we don't do identity politics here, but it's relevant to the stories that they shared with us. Let me share with you first the story the husband shared from his childhood, and then this conservative Black American's advice on what it's going to take to truly crush the Democrats. First, language and the use of language. He said his father, who never went to college, worked every day God sent him, never took a sick day in his career, took him fishing once. He said he was 7 or 8 years old. And they parked the car not far from the lake, and the son went down to have a look at the water. As the father's prepping the fishing gear, an elderly white, quote-unquote, gentleman was there by the shore of the lake and says to the little kid, this must have been the same age as me, some of the 40s, so 1980s, says to the young boy, "What are you doing here, N-word?" And repeatedly uses the N-word with this little Black child. He runs back to his father's car, weeping. His father says to him, "Why are you crying?" And the little boy, who's the gentleman I broke bread with and sat next to for hours during this wedding, told him, "That man, he called me the N-word, and he said it." His father proceeded to slap him hard on the cheek. Then his father asked him again, "Why are you crying?" The little boy, not knowing what else to say, said, "Because he called me the N-word, Daddy." So he slapped him again. This happened one last time. The young boy said what had happened and was slapped. Then the father said to him, "What name did I give you? Is the N-word your name? In that case, that man wasn't talking to you and wasn't talking about you." And eventually the crying stopped. That man, who's now 52 years old, said to me that his life changed on that day. Because yes, there are racists in America, but we are not a racist nation. And those that use the excuse of institutional racism are giving in to an ideological propaganda narrative. And whether it's someone calling them the N-word if they're Black, or the K-word if they're Jewish, or another N-word, Nazi, if they just happen to be a conservative or a Trump voter, the same point obtains. Do not give the lies power over you. When they're lying about you, when they are trying to weaken you by accusing you of being something you are not, because he's right, his father was right. The N-word comes from an era where Black Americans were chattel, were property, were owned. That young boy wasn't owned by anybody. He was a free American. And as such, he should reject that epithet, that insult, that slur. Language is so powerful. Words have meanings. But we must not buy into the false meanings, the perverted, twisted definitions the left uses to maintain power, because that's all it's about. The Democrat Party cared about black lives and social justice, they would be shutting down the streets every Friday night in Chicago, in Baltimore, in Detroit. But no, they couldn't care less. They're doing murals in Washington, D.C., a block from the White House. It's not about truth. Our side is about truth. Our side is about the principles, the God-given principles upon which this nation was founded. And as such, I encourage you to make sure that you use our common language truthfully and accurately. And when it is used against you in ways that are lies, that are propaganda, don't let it have power over you and push back with the truth. That's why we're here every single day for 3 hours. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Our phone number, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Stay with us. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else only to fail to find relief, please, please try this incredible product that attacks the source of the inflammation and is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Just listen to Kent's story. Kent from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. What an amazing story. It should be, and it could be your story. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the third week, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Kent, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one, we're mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story, and my wife will tell you. I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my relief.
Do you have a crick in your neck? I used to when I woke up every morning. Not anymore, because just like John Solomon, you last heard, I use my pillow from Mike Lindell, a pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years. Get yours today. You can get up to 66% off with my name at the incredible website, mypillow.com. Support him. He's a great patriot. Mike Lindell's incredible website. Over 100 special deals. Go there, mypillow.com, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. And he's with us right now, the founder of JustTheNews.com, JTN to the friends of the network. You can follow him at Jay Solomon Reports. John, you send us late night, early evening. You send us the biggest stories of the day. I tell you, Monday morning was a doozy. Let's start with JTN's reporting on issues at the Hoover Building. What's going on at the FBI, John?
Well, I'll tell you, an awful lot of inappropriate relationships are going on. You've got assistant directors having affairs with their subordinate employees. You've got both special agents in charge and assistant special agents in charge soliciting sex from subordinate employees, groping them, forcing them into relationships. The IG, the Justice Department IG, Michael Horowitz, the same guy that did the Russia report, has laid out what basically looks like a frat house in some of these FBI offices, putting both men and women in uncomfortable positions and clearly violating workplace and sexual harassment laws. If we can't get the laws and rules right at the FBI, how can we have them anywhere else in the world? And, you know, people ask, well, how could they have messed up the Nasser case, the Olympic doctor who got away with 40 or 45 more assaults while the FBI was investigating him? How could they mess up the Russia case? How could they mess up all these other, the Orlando terrorists, the Fort Hood terrorists? Well, it appears they have their eye on something other than law enforcement a little too often, and this is a real problem. I have talked to men and women in the FBI that say that this behavior has become far too common, and it goes on far too long. And here's the thing. There's now been 6 to 12, about a dozen cases identified just since January. Not a single one of those perpetrators, and these are senior FBI officials, not a single one of them has faced any punishment or accountability. They've been allowed to retire. They've been referred to OPR, but nothing has happened. It's a very serious situation. The FBI looks a little bit more like Animal House than the prestigious law enforcement agency that it should be.
So the report comes out, names, instances, transgressions, inappropriate behavior, sexual, whatever, and no consequences, John?
None. Listen, in the private sector, most people would have been fired on the spot for the behavior that was identified in these reports, these investigations. And yet most people are allowed to retire with benefits. They don't get prosecuted. There are several cases where they're declined prosecution, even though there was a forced sexual contact, physical assault in some cases, really egregious behavior and no penalty. Sounds a lot like the Russia case, right?
It does indeed, and it's another sad, sad indictment of an organization that until recently had quite a reputation, which it had recovered back from the Hoover years and from the years of COINTELPRO, but now it's lost again. He is the founder, the editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com. Follow him, Jay Solomon Reports. John, another report, just as disturbing, from the DOJ. It seems as if Chinese intelligence or military connections amongst people here in America are not important anymore. Tell us the story.
This is a really sad story. Listen, a year ago, just before the pandemic started in February 2020, Chris Wray, the FBI director, the aforementioned agency we just talked about, gave this extraordinary speech about China's espionage efforts. And he said that Beijing is prepared to steal its way to the top of the innovation and economic food chain. Steal their way. And one of the ways they were doing it was by planting academics, students, and researchers in American institutions with military ties and allow them to steal our secrets and bring them back home to China so China could outperform the United States in technology and economics, all the places where they want to be superior. Less than 15 months after that speech, President Joe Biden's administration, the Justice Department, has dropped criminal charges against five of those researchers, five people who were directly tied to Chinese military, who were indicted or charged with failing to disclose, as required by law, those ties to the military of China when they came into institutions, and Joe Biden let them off the hook. And people today are in shock. I mean, the FBI and intelligence people who worked on it, very disappointed. I talked to a former Homeland Security advisor to President Trump who led the effort to round up these Chinese spies, essentially. And he said that it sent the extraordinary wave to both law enforcement, hey, don't do this anymore. Don't worry about it. Let China steal our stuff. And it told China, listen, we're going to deal with you with impunity. And it left some people today even questioning whether Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's ties to China leave them over a barrel and they have to just bend to China's wishes like they did in this particular circumstance.
Well, this is the question I wanted to ask you as somebody who's followed the national security beat for as long as you have. Does a decision of this magnitude with such import for national security, could that happen, John, without somebody reaching down politically and flicking the switch and saying we're not interested?
Most likely not. Listen, the career people had no problem bringing these cases. They were proud of them. They announced them. They went to court on these cases. They put a lot of effort into rounding up these potential economic espionage rings. And to and therefore, there's no reason they would want to reverse the cases. This came on down from high. It probably came down from somewhere near Merrick Garland. And the question is, this must be, it comes on the eve of a U.S.-China dialogue, right? There's about to be meetings between Chinese and U.S. senior diplomatic officials. And this is not an accident that it happened. It undercuts much of our economic espionage efforts. That's what I've been told by multiple law enforcement, homeland security, intelligence people today. There could not be a greater undercutting of the efforts to fight Chinese espionage than what the president just did.
And the message it sends to Beijing or to any country that's trying to steal our secrets, John, it just open season, correct?
Yeah, new sheriff in town, and we're not enforcing the law. We're not enforcing it at the border. We're not going to enforce it on these economic espionage cases. Lord knows where else we won't eventually enforce the law. But it does send that open season message, and it really demoralizes the people who worked 1, 2, 3, 4 years, used human sources and in technology to catch these people. What message does it send to our own law enforcement that you can get away with this sort of behavior even after all of our best efforts to catch it?
Shocking. Whether it's the FBI, whether it's the DOJ, or whether it's an administration that is just sending an unserious message to our adversaries and, in the case of China, our only strategic opponent. He's with us for one more segment. So much more to discuss. I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's John Solomon of JustTheNews.com. Bookmark them. Check them out every morning, every evening. JustTheNews.com. This is the Salem Radio Network, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Don't touch that dial.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
A very simple scenario. Not complicated. Let me just run it by you. What happens when you go out shopping for food for your family and there's nothing? And I don't mean just the toilet paper or run on the milk. Nothing on the shelves for whatever reason. Natural catastrophe, a cyber attack, not against our oil pipelines, but this time the food supply chain. Do you have a plan? I do. It's called My Patriot Supply, the most successful, the best providers of long-term storage food, lasts for 25 years. If you don't have a plan, this is the easiest way to get one. And right now, if you use my name, you get $50 off your first 4-week emergency food kit. Just do it today. They have more than a decade's worth of experience with 41,000 five-star and four-star reviews. That's how good they are. I've got supplies for several months. You should at least have one of their 4-week emergency food kits. $50 off if you use my name. Go now to preparewithgorka.com. Don't be in a position as a father, as a husband, to never be able to provide food if there's a disaster. Go to preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com. We are back with JustTheNews.com founder John Solomon. So much to discuss. First things first, you've reported about it. Devin Nunes intimated. Could it be that the Durham report is finally going to be released?
There are certainly a lot of signs that Durham is in the final stages of his investigation. I've talked to people that have talked to him or lawyers that are representing people. There's been a lot of activity, a lot of writing, a lot of questions, a lot of follow-up. And the real question is, are we just going to get a report telling us what we know happened, or might we get some criminal charges? Devin Nunes thinks there'll be some criminal charges. That's consistent with some of the behavior I've seen going on with grand jury activity and other things. But, you know, there are other also intimations that there's just going to be a report. We'll have to wait and see. No matter what it is, we've waited for it a long time, nearly 3 years. It will be nice to finally get the complete story of what really went wrong in the Russia collusion investigation.
But this went from being an administrative report to being a criminal one over a year ago. So if it was converted, surely that only happens when you have evidence of some kind of putative crime, no, John?
Oh, there's no doubt they had evidence of a crime. I mean, clearly, we saw one already, right? One FBI or former FBI lawyer has pleaded guilty to falsifying evidence. There's clearly other evidence of crimes. The question is, in this political environment, can they get an indictment by a grand jury in a blue city like Washington or New York, which are the two most likely indictment locations? That's a question we don't know. But, you know, the facts clearly lay out other examples of fraud or deception, intentional deception of FISA court. The only question is, can they get a grand jury to do it? What I have seen, though, is evidence of a very thorough investigation. John Durham has been working every angle for many, many months.
Well, it would be a shock to the system if this would be the first one to actually bear fruit in terms of indictments. We shall see. Thank you for covering it so accurately for so many years. Last story we have to discuss. It's also law enforcement. What have you guys uncovered in terms of George Soros? He really doesn't like the police, does he, John?
No, he's been a big mover of the defund police and these prosecutors that won't prosecute murders and other crimes. You got Kim Gardner in St. Louis who let a murderer off the hook by not showing up in court with her staff. But we have traced the money for the effort, the campaign, to get rid of the Minneapolis Police Department, which, by the way, will now be on the November ballot. There's enough signatures in the recall movement to literally put on the ballot the question of whether they're going to fire their police department in the aftermath of the Derek Chauvin case. And we trace the money. George Soros is one of the biggest funders of the group driving that. So we see his fingerprints on so many of these places where you see prosecutors who don't want to prosecute, cities that don't want to have cops or want to defund their police department. This is George Soros' utopian world, and people just need to follow that money and see what he's trying to achieve every day.
This is why you have to read justthenews.com. Let me just give you one line from this. It's shocking. This quote-unquote organization called Yes for Minneapolis, which gathered the 20,000 signatures to get rid of the police in Minneapolis after a year of insanity, was funded by one donation from George Soros's Open Society Fund. $500,000. If that's not AstroTurf, I don't know what is. Thank you, John, for spreading the truth. JustinNews.com. Bookmark it today. Follow him on Twitter. Jay Solomon reports. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you kindly, Mr. President. Dear friends, can I ask you a question? 3 million people listening, so you don't have to answer out loud. Are you as healthy as you'd like to be? Come on, I know the truth. Don't do a Biden. Why am I whispering? If you'd like to be the healthiest you can be, in addition to exercising, getting out there and eating right, you got to make sure you have the right nutrients. You are imbibing, you are ingesting all the nutrients you need to be the healthiest you can be. Do what I do. Take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. It gives me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You can't be healthier, because it is what your body craves. Get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order because of Dr. Howard. Don't delay. If you're worried, if your wife, your kids, your grandkids want you to be healthier, please try Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Again, slow down, Gorka. 800-246-8751. 8751 or balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. He's back on the rally trail. It's super exciting. He was speaking at the Turning Point Action Summit. Let's have another clip from my old boss, President Trump.
But what about Hunter Biden getting $500,000 per painting, and he never painted before? Could you imagine if my kids did that? Could you imagine? And now they're justifying it. Well, we want to make it non-transparent. No, actually, you should make it transparent, I guess. But actually, you shouldn't make it at all because it's a bribe. It's a bribe, 100% bribe. You know, you have good painters. For $250, you can have a portrait done on Central Park. Guys with pencils, they do so incredible. They're geniuses. They're just geniuses. You go to Central Park and they have all these artists lined up. You negotiate a deal. They'll do it for $250. They're unbelievably talented. Some of them are beyond belief what they can do in a short period of time. Hunter Biden's getting $500,000. It's a bribe. It's disgraceful. And the fake news media is talking about it like it's okay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what if Eric, what if Don Jr. were getting a cool $500,000 for some scribbles? I need to go to Central Park. I need one of those portraits. Let's ask somebody who's on Team Trump officially. She is President Trump's spokesperson, also the Save America PAC. And we're so excited to have her on the show. Liz Harrington, welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, thanks so much for having me.
I got to ask you, because I haven't seen the boss in a couple of weeks, how excited is he to be back on the campaign trail?
Oh, he's loving it. He can't wait to get back out there, and you could feel it. You could see it on Saturday. The people want it. I don't know if you saw those crowds, but waiting for since Friday,
yes.
Thousands of people. Doesn't exactly look like someone who lost the state of Arizona, by the way. But this speech, that clip you played, that was also one of my favorites when, you know, the only good thing about the Biden campaign were those perfectly drawn circles for the six fake news media to sit in, and they definitely were not drawn by Hunter Biden. I mean, President Trump literally hit everything. He hit all the major issues. He talked about the rigged and stolen election. He talked about what's happening to our country. And the people are responding. Our movement is growing. And yes, I can tell you, he's so happy to be back out there, and he's not going anywhere.
All right. I've said it on my show to my millions of listeners and viewers across the country. I was pretty confident, like 95% before I went to Trump Tower a few weeks ago to see the boss. After I met with him, it was 98% that he's running for re-election. When is he going to make it official, Liz?
I wish I could break news with you.
Yes.
And your great show, Sebastian, but no, that is his news to make. It is his decision, but as he said several times recently, he thinks that the people will be very pleased with the decision that he has made.
Good. All right. So here's the big question. The rallies are great. He clearly gets lots of energy from it. People are re-energized after the events of last November. It's clear from the crowds in Arizona and elsewhere that, you know, it was just a sham. What is the message from the Save America PAC, from you, from the Trump upper tier, to those Americans, and there's a lot of them, because I receive the DMs, they comment on my social media, who just say, that's it, I'm not going to even bother to vote anymore because they stole it last time and I'm not going to let them steal it again, and there's just no point.
Well, we have to be unified, and we can't let them steal it from us. I mean, if we just sit back and do nothing, then they will have won. They will have gotten away with the most corrupt, rigged, fraudulent election in history. And that's why the president is not giving up. That's why we're still fighting for these audits. That's why we see these great patriots in Arizona, in Georgia, now Pennsylvania's moving, Wisconsin's moving. We cannot give up on this. And the president spoke about this. The problem, not only with the complete fraud and so many people on our side being silent and letting this happen. The problem was so many in the state of Georgia are feeling exactly like you described and said, I'm just not going to go out and vote. This is a rigged system. My vote won't count. And that's why we have to get the true results out there, and more importantly, hold people accountable, because otherwise it will just be another sham. The next election will just be another rigged system, and it won't matter how many legitimate votes you get and people to come out to the polls. They'll just stuff the ballot box like they did for Biden. We can't let that happen. But if you give up, and then they've already won, and we can't allow that to happen. So we have to be energized. We know we have more of us than them. We know we still believe in our country and love our country, and that's what this is all about. It's about saving our country, because otherwise we won't have another election, because it won't be free and it won't be fair, just like in 2020.
All right, Sandy, we're out of time. Follow this lady, Liz Harrington, at Real Liz USA. What a great name, Real Liz USA. Last 10 seconds, Liz. A lot of people fed up with the RNC. A lot of people fed up with the GOP. How can our listeners support the president and his team?
DonaldJTrump.com. Go directly to Donald J. Trump. He's endorsing the best candidates. We're gonna really fight. And we're going to get the best people back in there.
I love it. I love it. I love it. DonaldJTrump.com. Keep doing what you do. Can't wait to have you in studio when you're in the swamp. We've been talking to Liz Harrington, spokesperson for Donald Trump and the Save America PAC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. 14 million homeowners are eligible for a lower mortgage rate. 14 million! And it could mean an average of $300 in monthly savings to you. Maybe more. And it just takes a 10-minute call to American Financing to find out. You'll get a free mortgage review so you can learn about custom loans that may fit your budget better. No pressure, no upfront or hidden fees, just a simple conversation around ways you can save up to $1,000 a month. Just find out today. What are you waiting for? Rates may be at a 5-month low, but they won't stay that way forever. Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MNLS 182334, MNLSConsumerAccess.org. Go today, save yourself some money. It's AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, Dr. G, I thought I knew what a real swamp was, but this here Washington, D.C., it's more putrid than the bayou at low tide in August.
Oh, yes, indeed it is. But we have people who are prepared to fight back, like good old Liz Harrington and the rest of Team MAGA. That's why we're here, because we believe in America First, as do you, our dear callers, one of whom's been waiting since the top of the show. Mark in Los Angeles, thank you for your patience. Welcome to America First.
No, I was just going to say really quickly that it's outrageous that Tom Barrack, a friend of President Trump, is being prosecuted for allegedly lobbying for the United Arab Emirates, but we're letting Chinese spies go?
Yes, and not only that, he is perp walked for a potential foreign agent registration act violation. It has one purpose and one purpose alone, Mark, to intimidate those who believe in America First. Stay on the line for your patience. Let's give Mark a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Thank you for waiting. Glenn, also in California, line 3. Welcome, Glenn.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. So I was telling the call screener, you had Mark Levin on, I think it was a week or two ago.
Last week, yeah. Yeah.
I'm reading American Marxism, and he said something. God, it was in the first chapter. And when I read literature, I highlight and I underline stuff. But I want to just get your take on what he said right here. It says, quote, "These actions and designs, among others, are evidence of an autocratic, power-hungry, ideological movement that rejects political and traditional comedy and seeks to permanently crush this opposition." Here's the kicker right here. "And emerge as the sole political and government power." And that's what I'm seeing with the Democrats. They want to be akin to what the Soviets were in Russia. Here in America.
Yeah, they want to use their power in the House and the Senate to create a one-party state. It's not going to be a bloody coup. It's not going to be tanks rolling in. But when you federalize presidential elections in contravention of the U.S. Constitution that states it is the state houses, not the governors, not the state secretaries, it is the state houses of each state that run even the presidential elections, that's what you're trying to do. When you're mandating mail-out ballots for everyone, when you're saying signature verification is irrelevant and we don't have to have voter ID, the question of motivation arises, Glenn. Why on earth would you do that? There's only one reason. Why do you want to have drop boxes in Democrat strongholds? Why do you want to make sure GOP pollsters can't be allowed to see what is happening when those mail-out ballots are counted? There's only one reason, Glenn, and it is because they want to steal the elections forever. Stay on the line. Let's say thank you to Glenn as well. Let's give him a signed copy of my second book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. You can get your own signed copies at sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. Wow, where did that hour go? That's crazy. Got to take more of your calls in the second hour. The number, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live on Rumble. Subscribe today to our free Rumble video channel, rumble.com/SebGorka.